Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, and of course, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl. Duke Johnson, impressive young man on the field, off field. I had a good time talking to him even when we were off the air. He's got a very good personality and certainly look forward to seeing him have some good success with this offense and bringing that element, that danger as a catcher, the one step, foot in the ground, and then getting it going. All right, today it's time now for our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topic of the Day. Takeaways from day two of training camp. Our top three takeaways here. We'll start with you, Matt Wilhelm. Your top number three takeaway today.
My number three. Perfect. My number three takeaway is that the advantage that the defensive backfield has in being talented, game breakers with Dante Whitner, Tashawn Gibson, Joe Hayden, and Tremont Williams, that constant probing and back and forth with the wide receivers will make a group that we need to rely on that doesn't necessarily have one true game breaker or elite talent in a wide receiver group. The fact that they're going against them every day is going to make them that much better. The constant competition, the bantering back and forth, the smack talk, all of that, what it's going to do, it's going to make our wide receivers who at certain points in their career have been great. Bo was really good for a while in Kansas City. Hartline had his time enough to receive a $40 million contract in Miami. Gabriel showed it last year. Hawkins did it last year as the guy. Playing against elite talent on the other side of the ball, well-coached, the second year of the defense will only make this wide receiver group better.
I'm going to stick with a wide receiver theme, and I'm going to start with Terrell Pryor taking this very seriously. And he's out there. He's working on his routes, working on his releases. And then something that nobody who came to camp saw was, well, after camp, he went out there one-on-one with Tremont Williams and worked with Tremont Williams with releases off the line. Because one thing you had pointed out is that when you're a bigger receiver like that, press coverage can be an issue for you.
It's bigger receiver, bigger target.
Bigger target. And we saw him struggle on one particular release where Robert Nelson jammed him, took him completely off his route. We also saw him manhandle Justin Gilbert in a press coverage situation for a nice catch on a slant. So he was out there with Tremont Williams working on his release over and over and over. And Tremont was kind of coaching him through what he would see from his side. And I thought, number one, Terrell Pryor to putting in the extra work is very smart. Number two, the fact that Tremont Williams, a free agent who just came in here, is worried about a guy who is a long shot to make this team as a wide receiver, or at least is a very much a project to make this team as a wide receiver, that he's taking the time after his day of practice to work there with Terrell Pryor shows me something about the leadership of this team, shows me something about kind of the unity, the vision, the shared goals of this team, and also it just shows me that things are moving in the right direction and that if Terrell Pryor doesn't make it, it's not going to be because he's not exhausting every resource that he can to make it.
Correct. Number two. My number two battle, and I guess if we had Mike Pettine, sitting here in the Dog Bowl, I would ask, this question is, we're rotating a lot of guys, with every different group. And what that says to me, Josh McCown took a rep with, Kevin Cohn.
Yep.
Or with, with Wynn.
Lenz.
With these guys. And Isaiah Crowell's running with, Connor Shaw and Thad Lewis in the essentially the third grouping reps. And what it says to me that at this point right now, it's either very introductory where all they want is reps on film, regardless of who you're playing with, and or, which is what I really think it is, there are very much more position battles than we presume coming into training camp. There is no taking for granted, and I believe that Mike Pettine is testing, some younger veteran players in these roles to excel, whether they're with the ones or they're with the threes. They want to see you execute your job at a high level and buy into playing like a Brown.
And I think that ultimately that you're exactly right about that. And it is interesting because we're not seeing it on the defensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, we're actually seeing continuity there, but you're right. It was happening when you were going and you were looking at it from the offensive standpoint with those wide receivers. My number two takeaway is that Dwayne Bowe still has it.
He does.
When he showed you that vertical route, Dwayne Bowe getting deep on K'Wan Williams, perfect ball from Josh McCown, big play. He showed the physicality. He's clearly right now, he looks like a number one receiver. When they go through a thing of four plays, he's going to get one or two targets out of those four, and he has been very effective when he's even getting the opportunities. Dwayne Bowe's looked very good.
He has.
Number one.
My number one takeaway for the second consecutive day, and you referenced him in that Dwayne Bowe spiel you just kind of gave about him being your big takeaway that he still got it. Josh McCown. Josh McCown, extremely accurate, throwing into small windows. One was the sideline throw that you just mentioned to Dwayne Bowe over Kaywan Williams. Dwayne Bowe, if you really know football, timed his hands very well. Didn't throw them early, which would have brought Kaywan Williams' hands early, too, for a pass breakup or at least a larger disruption. Threw the hands late. It laid right into his hands. And then the other free agent acquisition, Brian Hartline, along the same sideline, right in front of the fans, ran almost like a some type of outbreaking route, but in a cluster of coverage, like behind a corner and breaking away from the coverage, the man that was on him in a high-low situation, caught it in traffic. But it was the accuracy of the throw and the on-time throw which allowed for the completion. So Josh McCown, another solid day. And as I mentioned to you as we stood there, if you're out of practice and you hung around long enough, it's not a bad thing when your potential starting quarterback Josh McCown is hanging next to your general manager, speaking to him after a practice for 20 plus minutes prior to walking in the locker room, probably discussing the good, the bad, and indifferent of where they sit. So the constant communication between management and player, I think, is in place with Josh McCown.
It is, and he was going to be my number one takeaway. This is the best passing day I've seen for Browns quarterback since I've been here. Now, it's been Whedon and Hoyer and Manziel and Jason Campbell. It hasn't been anybody all that impressive thus far, but Josh McCown today was spinning it accurately at every single level, and the offense was having their way with the defense. And we have not seen that at Browns camp very often. And I thought this was a big day for that offense. McCown looked incredibly sharp, not only showing off his arm, the touch, the accuracy, his legs on a scramble that would have been a 50-yard scramble where you could show he still got some athleticism there. All in all, to me, it was an incredibly impressive performance from Josh McCown today. And I will say it was the best single day I've seen a quarterback have with the Browns since I've been. This is my third training camp.
Wow. That's huge. And just for all of you out there who were not at practice today, we're referencing a lot of what happened at practice. And we're also referencing in regards to Terrell Pryor working with Joker Phillips and Tremont Williams after practice. Some players are taking the opportunity with these lighter practices, not really banging as much as they will be in the coming days, to run some gassers. What was encouraging to see was, the quarterbacks as a group run a couple, run some half gassers, which is over across the field and back, not the length, but the width of the field. But Johnny Manziel and Josh McCown turned one into a race, and they were neck and neck. We're talking 21 versus 36, and they were neck and neck. And mind you, to recall, Josh McCown, coming out of college, 4.58 40. The guy can run.
He can run. I really do think, though, this was an impressive day. And you know it's good when they were woofing, all of them, from the sideline at Dante Whitner all the way across field. So he felt the need to come over and say, oh, yeah, I hope you enjoyed
talking
it.
Talking now.
Wait till the pads come on and we get to
and
bump
put
you
our hands
and
on
get
you.
Physical with
yes.
you, etc.
And as I've mentioned to you, and I stopped in, fan experience and marketing director Kevin Griffin, I said, the ultimate equalizer. Right now, it's basketball on grass. And that's why a day like today where the offense wins when we'd expect them to lose to the second-year defense and the number of playmakers we have on defense, the ultimate equalizer is going to be in pads. We will see what impact Danny Shelton will have. How good are these pass rushers? And what I'm clearly looking forward to see, as I've mentioned time and time again, is the running back battle. Now that the pads come on, you can't dance through a hole. You got to hit the hole. The offensive linemen will be getting the surge that they haven't been able to get. But on the other hand, that defensive line will be getting the penetration that they've not been able to have because they're able to be fast and physical and protected in pads as well.
That is exactly right, and that's why tomorrow is when we're really going to start to see some football, and I know I'm excited about it. I know you're excited about it. The players certainly are as excited about it as well when football really starts to come here for the Cleveland Browns. The first padded practice will be tomorrow. Coming up on the show, we're going to hear from Joe Hayden. We're
going
to hear from
Ray
Farmer.
No, we're going Bo instead of Hayden.
We're going to go Bo instead of Hayden.
Yeah, we're going to get the Bo sound today, which was an amazing interview.
Which was a very, very
good
interview.
We'll have Hayden Monday.
All right, we'll bump Joe Hayden. We're going to go Dwayne Bowe talking about the offense's performance today. Some high praise from Josh Cannon. I talked to Taylor Gabriel coming out the field, and he's like, man, Josh can ball. These guys are excited about what they've seen from Josh McCown so far because they know if they get a little open, the ball's going to be on him. And that is, for a receiver, really all that you can ask for. So we got Dwayne Bowe coming up at 1:45. We got Ray Farmer, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, coming up at 2. Mike Pettine at 2:30. We got the Friday forecast as well.
Loaded show.
Loaded show. So get on the phone lines now, 216-578-0850. Call us up. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.